The COVID-19 pandemic has affected us all, our own physical and mental health, our finances, our work and social life, and the well-being of our friends and family. As of this week, Oregon reported over 3,000 confirmed and presumed cases of the virus, raising the death toll in the state to 130. But no group has been more susceptible to the virus than our senior citizens. The majority of Oregon's coronavirus deaths have occurred in nursing and assisted living homes. Just last week, a nursing home in Southeast Portland was shut down by Oregon's Department of Human Services after 28 people died from COVID-19 and 117 among staff and residents tested positive. To find out more about how the virus is targeting older Oregonians and what we can do to help protect them, we're joined now by Ruby Houghton Pitts, AARP's Oregon State Director. Ruby, thanks so much for zooming in today.
Thank you so much for including AARP in this story.
It's very important. In fact, my dad is actually, he's 93 years old. He's in an assisted living home. So this is very personal for me, too, what we'll be talking about today. Ruby, first, could you give us a little background on AARP Oregon and especially your role as director?
Certainly. AARP Oregon is a part of the national organization. 50 states and all the territories participate. We have employees all over the country and in the territories. And what we do is a combination of advocacy and outreach to help our members. In the state of Oregon, we have 500,000 members, a little over 500,000. And throughout the United States and in the territories, collectively, we have 38 million members. These are people who are 50 plus, and many of them are like you, Ken, who have, you know, parents, and like me, that have parents and kids on both sides, maybe even grandkids. And so AARP is fast becoming the premier organization for people 50 plus and their families, because you cannot take that 50 without actually being much more inclusive of the family in its entirety.
And I mentioned in the intro, Ruby, the alarming stats about COVID-19 cases in Oregon and the impact on our seniors, your demographic really in AARP. Why are they most affected by the virus?
Well, I think that we can start with people who have comorbidities. So I think we may have heard on the news or from Dr. Fossey or from anyone from the CDC, that people who have pre-existing conditions are more susceptible to this COVID virus. We're also learning that people who have been in environments where the COVID virus lives, like our long-term care facilities or our congregate care facilities throughout the state, are more susceptible because they're coming in contact with the virus.
Now, you wrote a recent article, which is available on the AARP Oregon website. It's titled, More Action Needed on Oregon's Nursing Home Crisis. First, what are nursing homes currently doing to protect their residents? And then I'll ask you what they should be doing and they're not currently, because obviously there's some failures.
I think that the one thing that I can say that many of your listeners may have an appreciation for is that all of us have been asked to wash our hands, to cover our nose and mouth when we cough, to use hand sanitizer. Those things are a given across the board because now everyone's being asked. We need masks. We need protective equipment. And I think what we need to think about is that this gets amplified when we are in a nursing home or a congregate care facility and caring for other people. So just amplify what it is you're doing at home, or should be doing at home for that matter, and just amplify it 10 times over for what needs to take place in a facility. And so I think that it's critically important that all of the things that we do to protect ourselves 10 times over get done to protect people who are already vulnerable living in nursing homes, assisted living, long-term care facilities, etc. Because those are the places where people are sitting ducks for disease and infection. Always. It's always been like that.
In your article, you include a link to a petition which calls on the state and Governor Kate Brown to do more to protect older residents of these long-term care facilities. What's in that petition and how can listeners sign it if they'd like?
Yeah. Anyone who's interested in sending a letter off to our leaders and particularly our governor, Kate Brown, can go to www.aarp.org/OR and grab that, hit that link and put your own personal information in and tell your own story. It's very important that our leaders hear from every person who cares about this issue. And I've been told by my staff that a lot of people have responded because people are really concerned about this issue. And we want our governor to know that. The most important things that we care about as human beings are family. And that's our family living in those congregate care facilities.
And that's what I want to get to next. It's a really a nice list in the article that mm-hmm. you wrote about six questions that mm-hmm. all of us can ask if we have loved ones in a nursing home or assisted living residence. I'd like to go over them one by one just to give the listeners some details here and sure. maybe get your take on them and why they're so important. First question, has anyone in the nursing home tested positive for COVID-19?
You want to ask that question. It's I was just on a call that actually jarred me. That's why I'm a little stunned already, where I was talking with someone who is trying to help someone in the facility. And what this individual learned was that one of the staff people has COVID-19, but can't afford to take time off to get well. And so if you think about it, that individual is going from person to person in a nursing home environment and sharing that disease. That's frightening to me. It absolutely jarred me. It scared me.
And they may be asymptomatic or never develop any symptoms, but they're working with people who are extremely susceptible to catching the virus.
Yeah. And so that's why you want to ask that question. Has anybody been diagnosed? Could have been another resident, could have been a staff person, but ask the question. You have a right to know. Ask a question. They can't give you the name of the person, but they can certainly say yes, and they can tell you how they dealt with it.
Now, the next two I'll kind of ask together. Number two was, what's the nursing home doing to prevent infections? And then number three, the question I asked was, what does the staff need to stay safe? What equipment, personal protective equipment, PPE like masks and gloves? So really those go hand in hand.
Right. So you want to ask whether they have, and we've all become very familiar with PPE. You want to ask what kind of personal protective equipment they have. Do they have the N95 masks? Do they have gloves? Do they have the clothing that they need to wear? And does staff change that clothing when they go and mask and so forth, when they go from one area to another, if they are treating COVID patients in that environment? Hand sanitizer should be everywhere. You should be able to ask, can I see? Can you show me via Zoom or FaceTime or something? What do you have in that facility? I think it's always nice to ask a question. They can tell you, I can't show you right now, or yes, I can show you. But I have a very close friend that's in a assisted living facility. And thank God she can tell me what's there. And she can actually show me because we can FaceTime. I can see her. And that's important.
The next two questions, so four and five in your article, I'll also put together. The first is, what's the nursing home doing to help residents stay connected with their families? And I think another question, the next one goes hand in hand with that also, is what's the residents doing to communicate important information with both the people living there and their families?
Right. So about a month ago or more, we were all told that we could no longer visit our loved ones in these facilities.
Yes, I can't visit my father. It's one of those things where we're talking on the cell phone and I'm waving through the window.
Right. And so when we family members can't be the eyes and the ears for our loved ones, we need to be able to talk to them so that they can articulate what's happening. You know, did you get your meals on time today? Do you feel safe? How are people treating you? All of those sorts of things. And then as far as the level of visitation, you can talk to your father on his cell phone. There are residents in many of these homes who don't have cell phones. And it would be negligent for us to make the assumption that that level of isolation and loneliness is not affecting that person's health and well-being. And so the ability to actually FaceTime with your relative, even if the person couldn't talk, they could see you, that virtual visitation, very clear to all of us that that makes a difference. Someone that you know sees you and can actually tell you, I love you, I miss you, get well, come out. I can't wait until I can come back and see you. All of those things add to a person's well-being. And so nursing homes, we would like to see them required to provide that level of visitation where the resident may not have a telephone or may not have an iPad or any other smart device. There are ways in which the state can fund and the nursing homes can provide the ability for people to see that.
The final question of the six is the nursing home at full staffing levels for nurses and aides? And you mentioned that case where there was a staff member who had the virus but couldn't really leave for financial reasons. Wouldn't that be difficult at this point for nursing homes to have the same staffing as they did pre-pandemic?
I am sure it is. And I did mention this morning in another conversation that I had when we were talking about what can be done in that regard. So there's a public health corps in this country where I'm well aware because our daughter has a close friend who's in the public health corps, and she was deployed to Seattle when Seattle had all of its issues. And we also have the reservists that can go in and fill in. It's very important that we actually know when these facilities are understaffed, and we know the questions that we want to ask about staffing. So we don't want to ask how many people are in the nursing home. One of those people could be the cook, another could be the secretary. The staffing has to do with how many people are caring for patients. And what kind of training are they getting? Did they get a quick training course? How long have they been here? What's their experience? If someone is caring for your loved one, you want to know what experience do they have? When you go to the doctor has a big diploma up there and you can see. When you go to a nursing home and people are rushing around, what's their experience? How many of these people are working in here? And what do they all do? Ask the questions. We have a right to know who's caring for my loved one.
I'll add a seventh question here. if a family member does ask those six questions, what do they do if they're not satisfied with the answers? Where do they turn?
We suggest that they call the state ombudsman, and you can find that on our website as well. And make sure that the state ombudsman knows what your experience was and what you were trying to get accomplished. Because I think it's very important that you have the facility name, the folks that you spoke to, and what you were trying to get accomplished. And the ombudsman can step in on your behalf and on your loved one's behalf and look into all of those things for you and with you.
Well, Ruby, thanks so much for talking with us today. I personally am very grateful for all you do and all AARP does, given my situation with my father in assisted living and our concerns and anxiety about him getting through this safely. Thank you.
Yeah. it's our pleasure, and this is what we do. And so we're here to support members 50 plus and their families, as well as the general population. So thank you so much, Ken, for interviewing me today.
We've been talking with Ruby Houghton Pitts, AARP's Oregon State Director. You could find out more about AARP and their work during the pandemic on their website, aarp.org/OR. This is Ken Jones for KBOOS News In Depth.